U.S. trade deficit dips to $901 billion in 2025. Last year's U.S. trade deficit dipped slightly from 2024, but was still the third largest on record, driven by record-high imports. The 2025 trade imbalance was $901.5 billion, a tepid 0.2% decrease from the previous year, according to new Bureau of Economic Analysis data released on February 19. Imports climbed 4.8% to an all-time high of nearly $4.334 trillion, led by foreign purchases of computers. Exports increased by more than 6% to more than $3.432 trillion, driven by a sharp increase in shipments of non-monetary gold, finished metal shapes, and natural gas. But the numbers may be skewed by the sizable increase in imports in the first quarter of 2025 as companies attempted to front-run President Donald Trump's tariffs and accelerate their purchases of goods from abroad. Global commerce then stabilized for the remainder of the year. The administration's sectoral and reciprocal tariffs went into effect later in the year. Prior to the latest trade data, the president had stated that the deficit had plummeted by 78%. Because of the tariffs being charged to other companies and countries. It will go into positive territory during this year, for the first time in many decades, Trump said in a February 18th Truth Social post. America's deficits with the European Union and China narrowed from 2024 to 2025. The U.S.EU shortfall fell by about 7% to $219 billion from $236 billion. Meanwhile, the U.S.-China trade gap narrowed by 28%, falling to $202 billion from $296 billion. Conversely, deficits with Vietnam and Taiwan widened substantially, reaching $178 billion and $147 billion, respectively. The U.S.-Mexico deficit rose to $197 billion from $171 billion. These figures raise questions about whether China has been using transshipments, routing goods through a third country to disguise their true origin, to circumvent the tariffs. On a monthly basis, the U.S. trade deficit jumped 33% to a higher-than-expected $70.3 billion in December, from $53 billion in November. Imports rose 3.6% to $357.6 billion amid an increase in purchases of computer accessories. Exports dropped almost 2% to $287.3 billion due to a notable decline in non-monetary gold. The current average effective tariff rate is 16.9%, according to the Yale Budget Lab, up from around 2.3% when Trump took office. Tariff effects. Tariffs are a tax on imports of foreign goods entering the United States. Economists say higher import duties generally lead to a one-time price increase in products passed on to consumers by businesses. While aggregate inflation levels have been little impacted by the president's levies, Americans are still absorbing the costs, according to economists at the New York Federal Reserve. In a paper released on February 12, researchers estimate that U.S. firms and consumers cover 86% of the tariffs, while foreign exporters cover 14%. Given that the average tariff in December was 13%, our results imply that U.S. import prices for goods subject to the average tariff increased by 11%, more than those for goods not subject to tariffs, they said in the report. These higher import prices caused firms to reorganize supply chains. The White House was not pleased by the paper, calling it an embarrassment. In an interview with CNBC's Squawk Box on February 18, National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett criticized the findings, calling it the worst paper I've ever seen in the history of the Federal Reserve System. The people associated with this paper should presumably be disciplined, because what they've done is they've put out a conclusion which has created a lot of news that's highly partisan based on analysis that wouldn't be accepted in a first semester econ class, Hassett stated. The next batch of major economic data will occur on February 20th, when the fourth quarter GDP and the Fed's preferred inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, are released. Trade challenges at home. A wrench could be thrown into the administration's trade agenda as the Supreme Court is soon expected to rule on the president's tariffs. The High Court will determine whether Trump acted legally or overstepped his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Trump has warned it would be a complete mess if the Supreme Court does not rule in his favor. The actual numbers that we would have to pay back if, for any reason, the Supreme Court were to rule against the United States of America on tariffs would be many hundreds of billions of dollars, he wrote in a January 12th Truth Social post. It would be dollars that would be so large that it would take many years to figure out what number we are talking about and even who, when, and where to pay. Many of the president's tariffs would remain in place, including levies on imports of automobiles, car parts, and metals. His current 10% fentanyl tariff on China would also continue. Administration officials have stated that they would use other tools to implement Trump's trade objectives. There are a lot of other legal authorities that can reproduce the deals that we've made with other countries and can do so basically immediately, Hassett told CNBC's Squawk on the Street in January. And so our expectation is that we're going to win, and if we don't win, then we know that we've got other tools that we could use that get us to the same place. Some Republican members have rebuked the president's tariff pursuits. Last week, the Republican-controlled House voted 219 to 211 to overturn Trump's levies on Canada, with six GOP lawmakers joining Democrats. It was largely a symbolic vote, as the president will likely veto any anti-tariff bills that reach his desk. America's trade deficit with Canada last year was $46.4 billion.